Now the game where we invite accomplished people onto the show to answer questions about things they ignored while they were out accomplishing something. Last week on our show, we asked our guest, Phil Bronstein of the San Francisco Chronicle, about some interesting anecdotes from a new memoir. The memoir is called All the President's Pastries. It's by Roland Mesnier, who was the White House pastry chef for 25 years. He served five presidents, from Jimmy Carter to George W. Bush. And frankly, we ended up with more questions than answers about how the cakes were baked at the tables of power. So we are pleased to welcome the man himself. Roland Mesnier, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, man.
So 25 years, and you just recently left the job recently.
Yes, sir.
Wow. What finally did it? Were you just couldn't take making?
Well, I think it was time for me to go smell the roses.
Exactly.
I had smelled too many cakes for many years, so it got to my head.
Yeah. Now tell us, I mean, you dealt specifically, it seems, not so much with the presidents, though of course you knew and worked with all the presidents, but with the first ladies.
Yes.
That's right. And you have different impressions of the first ladies. Your favorite was Barbara Bush.
Well, I would say I've enjoyed every one of them, but I always respected more Barbara Bush for her ability to do so many things at the same time, if you will.
Now, Barbara Bush has a reputation, I don't know if it's deserved, of being somewhat stern, of letting you know when you have not behaved according to her standards. Is that true?
Definitely she would. And I like that in a lady. I like that.
Okay.
If you hate.
Well, let's go back a little bit and talk about Nancy Reagan.
Yes.
There's a story you tell about when you were, I believe, getting a luncheon dessert ready for, if I'm not mistaken, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands?
Yes. Well, you know, this was going to be actually a state dinner for Queen Beatrice. And after showing her three desserts that she had rejected, Mrs. Reagan called me and said, well, I know what I would like to have. I would like to have some sugar basket, you know, basket made of sugar filled with assorted sorbet and ice cream and fresh fruit. And so on. Remember, it's 450 people. So I told Mrs. Reagan, I said, you know, that's a beautiful dessert, but I only have 2 days left. And looking at me, she said, well, you have 2 days and two nights left. Which I said, thank you very much, and went to work.
And you got it done, did you not?
And I got it done.
And did Mrs. Reagan express her appreciation for
always,
your hard work?
Always was very nice and always appreciative to thank.
Oh, she was really skinny. Did she ever eat dessert?
Every meal.
Really?
Yes.
She just had that
gift. Had to be very tiny, very specific, according to what she liked, and we had to watch the calories a lot and everything. And again, this is a challenge that you have to confront every day and make it work.
Did she ever say, let them eat cake, but like in a nice way? Like, let it. Hey, let him eat cake.
I also want to ask about Hillary Clinton, because I get the impression, and you say nothing but kind things about all the first ladies and presidents that you worked with and for.
Yes.
But you get the impression reading the book that Hillary, in her own distinctive way, was, shall we say, a demanding taskmistress.
You know, every first ladies and families will be demanding when they come to the White House. They want things to be done on their own ways. You have to make sure that you can provide it. And it's not always easy, and either you can do it or you can't. And you have to be man enough to take it on the chin. You see?
What, Hillary hit you?
No. I'm just saying you have to be tough enough to make it in this business.
Who had the sweetest tooth? Because if I had a professional pastry chef in my house, I would be eating something all the time because I love good sweets.
Well, you know, the sweetest tooth in the White House, I would say, goes to President Ronald Reagan and President Clinton.
Yeah.
They both enjoyed dessert tremendously, though everybody did. You know, it made no difference if he was Democrat or Republican. They all enjoy my dessert. This is one thing they had in common, and they agreed upon that the desserts at the White House were just good.
Absolutely.
Thank God you weren't the pastry chef for President Taft. You would have died from exhaustion.
Wait, I'm dying to know more about this Clinton dessert that you described, the Coca-Cola jelly and what was it, glacé?
It's the only time in the book that I found, anyway, that you made something under protest.
Yeah, well, I made it the best I could. It was a family dessert, you know. Every family has this thing that the neighbor would eat. You know that? I mean, they just have it because grandma did it and grandma before did it, and they do it for the special occasion of the family, but usually nobody eats it.
But what was it exactly?
Yes?
What was it exactly? I couldn't even tell exactly.
It was like a Coca-Cola jello, if you will. You know, with cherries.
Coca-Cola jello, come on.
Yeah, something that shivers a lot, you know, when you walk with it. But it was okay. It wasn't that bad. It's just not my taste. But you know, when you work at the White House, you're not there to cook or bake for yourself. You do it for the first families, or whatever they like, you're going to make.
Right. Before we move on to the game, can you tell us anything about the Kerr administration, just based on their dessert preferences?
Well, yes, President George W. Bush loved the traditional American cake, if you will, always with ice cream. That's his preference. He loved chocolate. You know, that's one of his favorite flavor, if you will. He liked creme brulee and things like these. And Mrs. Bush liked dainty dessert, a little bit more like sorbet-like or mousses. And she likes very sophisticated dessert. He prefers things more simple.
Right.
Sometimes that creates a little bit of a problem.
did the phrase Little Debbie Snack Cakes come up at all?
We wouldn't go that far.
All right. Okay.
It's not called creme brulee. It's freedom custard.
Wow. I'm impressed. A food connoisseur.
Yes, exactly. Well, Roland Mesnier, we are so delighted to have you with us, but we're going to play a game with you, and we are calling it...
You're not really going to eat that, are you?
Now, as a trained French chef, you are dedicated to only the finest of foods. It made us wonder, what do you know about the things that other, shall we say, less classically trained people like to eat? We're going to ask you about three foodstuffs available somewhere in the world. Get two of these questions right, you'll win our prize for our listener, Carl's voice, on their home answering machine. So, Carl, who is Chef Roland Mesnier playing for?
He is playing for Richard McDonald of Bar Harbor, Maine.
All right, you ready to go?
Yes.
First question about unusual foods. Which of these is a real delicious snack food? A, larvettes, fried mealworm larvae. B, cheap cheeps, chips made of fried chicken skin. Or C, fiber yummies, carob-coated bamboo shoots.
Who eat that stuff?
That's the question. Somebody does, though. One of them, anyway.
Well, I picked number two.
You're going to pick the cheap cheeps, chips made of fried chicken skin?
Yes.
No, it was the larvettes. Yes. The fried mealworm larvae. They're popular. They come in cheddar cheese, barbecue, and Mexican spice flavors.
Mm. Where?
Yum, yum.
I'm not sure. I think that they're a Mexican snack, but I'm not certain about that. I could not tell. Mm. But you
so
can get them.
So long you're not serving my house, we're okay.
We're all right. All right. You have two more chances. Now, you're having your larvettes. You need something to wash them down, right?
Yes.
You could be drinking A, delicious civet cat milk. B, whiskey infused with the essence of California king snake. Or C, a refreshing glass of detoxified radiator coolant.
Wow.
Mmm.
No champagne?
No. Oh, you know champagne.
I'll take number one.
You're going to go civet cat milk.
Mm. Yes.
No, it was the whiskey with the snake in it.
Aw, damn.
It's a Thai delicacy. It's a bottle of whiskey with a real king snake just sitting in it.
So it shows you I don't go out much.
Apparently. We have one more question for you. Now, after we've had our larvettes and our king snake whiskey, it's, of course, time for dessert, your specialty. Which of these might you enjoy after a meal in Australia? A, boiled bumblebees in their own honey. B, musk-flavored lifesavers. Or C, sugared squid. Mm.
They're all so tempting. I don't know which one to choose. for that one, I think I'll go with number two.
You're going to go for the musk-flavored Lifesavers.
Yes.
You are right, sir.
I knew this sounds so good.
Your years of work at the highest levels of international cuisine have finally paid off, sir. Yes. Musk-flavored Lifesavers. They're a popular product in Australia. We found one description of them on a foodie blog. Quote, imagine licking a stick of woman's deodorant. So, Carl, how did pastry chef Roland Mesnier do in our quiz?
He needed two correct answers to win for Richard McDonald, Peter, but he had just one correct answer.
Well, what can you do?
Yeah, I know. That's exactly right. What can you do?
Sometimes the souffle falls.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's so existentialist about it.
Time to make the donut.
There you are. Is there any better expression of French existentialism than that, really? Roland Mesnier is an award-winning, internationally known pastry chef. His book, All the President's Pastries, is available in bookstores now. Roland Mesnier, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I was great fun. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's awesome.
Les poissons, les poissons. How I love les poissons. Love to chop and to serve les frites.